Welcome to the Romans 911 Project Podcast, where stepping into the reconnection in the one new man and the fullness of John 17 love and unity is becoming a reality. In each episode, join Grant Berry to drill down deeper into this reconnection and alignment message and the final reforms for the ecclesia, for the church. As we will discover, the reconnection becomes a power key to open the door to God's end-time plans to help restore the family of God for the preparation of the bride, the last great harvest, and Israel's salvation, all of which will lead to the Lord's return. The reconnection message has end-time consequences for us all. Here's Grant.
If we want the fire, we have to reconnect the wire. Beloved, we have spent the last 80 plus podcasts introducing and promoting the reconnection message. This is a tie-in to reconnection mandate directive number one, where we would really understand this message and its significance during this day of Israel's awakening. We are going to make a transition now into the legs and a face. And what does that mean? Putting legs and a face to this message. There are many great books written about the one new man, introducing it to us, but little has been written to put a flesh to this message. What will it look like in the church as the church and the messianic bodies come together, as the church and the nations come together with the believing body, the remnant of Israel in the land? And so I really hope that you enjoy these next conversations as we dialogue on what the reconnection is, what it will look like, adjustments and modifications to be made to the entire church, both here and in Israel, and then additional adjustments for those churches in the parts of the world that are connected to more heavily populated Jewish areas. So, beloved, I hope that you enjoy these podcasts, and just want to encourage you always to reach out to us with your questions and comments, and go on the Reconnecting Ministries website at romans911.org. May the God of Israel richly bless you. Lots of love to you and Yeshua. Beloved, we're continuing with the legs and a face section in the Romans 911 Project teachings. Legs and a face is really at the heart of this reconnection and realignment. What will it look like as the body in the church, God's children and the nations, come back together with the remnant of Israel, Jewish believers, and the church in the nations comes back with the remnant body corporately in the land? Remember, it says in Ephesians 3, together with Israel. And today I want to discuss somewhat of a sensitive issue, because, beloved, Jewish believers, messianic believers, have truly been misunderstood since 1967, as I always teach. When there's something significant that happens physically with Israel, there's an outflow, there's a reaction in the spirit, and we had the charismatic movement, the Jesus movement of that time, and out of that came many thousands of Jewish believers, Jewish people once again coming back to believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Mashiach, the Messiah. And a lot of those went back to the church. They went back to their church leaders and they said, hey, I'm Jewish. I need to connect with my roots and my heritage. No, you can't do that. There's no Jew or Gentile anymore. Completely misunderstanding Paul's directive in Galatians 3, which was related to the fact that there is no difference with us in the Spirit, not nullifying the diversity of the way that we express as Jews and Gentiles. And you can see this even as the church is emerging. There was no requirement for God's children in the nations to be like the Jews or to connect to their heritage the way they did. Yet the Jewish believers maintained a connection to their heritage because they also had to be a light back to their own. We have to understand and communicate back to the Jewish population that the true and proper extension of Judaism is through Yeshua and the New Covenant. Rabbinical Judaism, beloved, is a replacement. It's a replacement religion. And Jewish people need to come to Yeshua, come to Jesus, just like God's children in the nations. When it comes to the gospel, we all have to cross over from the curse of the law, which exposed sin, which Jesus redeemed us from, to bring us into the new covenant, to come under the law of Christ, as it is written in the New Testament writings. So up to this point, beloved, the remnant of Israel, and when I say remnant of Israel, I'm referring to Romans 1 through 6. These are Jewish believers. These are Jews who believed and followed Yeshua. And there were always Jewish believers from the time of the resurrection right up until today. And as we're coming into Israel's awakening, we're seeing more and more Jewish believers come to know the Lord. And we call them the remnant, as Scripture does, the remnant of Israel, because most of the Jews are still not believing and not following Yeshua. And this is where we need to become a light and pray for the rest of Israel to come in to a knowledge of salvation, for this veil to be lifted. But the remnant of Israel, beloved, is being greatly misunderstood by the church and also rejected by its own, rejected by Jewish people that are perhaps yet to know Yeshua as Messiah. As a result, the Messianic body has operated in what I call the squeeze zone, because most congregations are struggling financially to survive. Most Messianic congregations tend to be on the smaller side, 50 to 150 congregants. But just who did God use to bring the gospel of Yeshua, of Jesus, to the nations if it wasn't the remnant of Israel? Just take a look at John 17, verse 20. And beloved, in this day, of course, as we teach in the Romans 911 Project, we must now return the blessing back to the Jewish people and specifically to the Messianic body. We've got a lot of the church that is wanting to bless Israel and connect with the Orthodox, but have nothing to do with Jewish believers. And that defies the word, beloved. Just read 1 Corinthians 12. We're a body with many parts, and we have to understand and embrace and bless all the different parts. And now that Jewish believers are back on the scene, they need to be, or we need to be, because I'm a Jewish believer, we need to be properly understood in the church. And especially to help Jewish believers refine their identity. And I'm not talking in a religious way, but in a way that helps them live a Jewish life and shine a light back to the Jewish people in their neighborhoods that Yeshua is the true and proper extension of Judaism. And the Apostle Paul greatly understood this principle and did all that he could to aid and strengthen the Jerusalem church. In fact, the only time Paul ever asked for funds was to help strengthen the Jerusalem church, because He understood that it was an anchor at that time for the church to be connected to Israel. And now that the Lord is, that Israel's back in the land and there's a believing body in the land, the Lord, in a sense, is looking to reestablish that anchor to bring us back into that connection in love and unity. And as I always say on these podcasts and in all the Romans 9:1 writings, that this reunion will take back division from the evil one and empower us in prayer, those of us who are on the wall, to go after other divisions with greater authority, because this was the first breach in the church when Rome merged with the church and kind of broke away from its Jewish roots and heritage, really forming Christianity as a separate religion. Here's what Paul actually wrote in Corinthians. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. And of course, this principle goes back to the verse in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Beloved, this is the last part of the church's realignment, really coming into an active synergy and cooperation with the Jewish believing body, and it's only going to release greater power on us. And the church needs to support and strengthen its firstborn brothers and sisters in the family, as well as all the ministries that God has raised up to help awaken Israel spiritually. Look what we're doing with Romans 9:1, trying to get this project out there like an alpha type teaching. It's totally free at romans911.org, where you can learn all about this. And it's written in a way that you can embrace and not just understand, but embrace the message. It's transformative, and it will get you on this pathway back towards Israel in a way of active expression. You'll be beginning to look of ways that you can truly bless Israel and even be a light to your Jewish neighbors, praying for them and hopefully one day winning them to faith. I truly believe in this reconnection. Churches located in Jewish areas with lower populations of Jewish people might not be involved in harvesting the Jewish people as much, unless they've been enlisted in some kind of mission to the Jews. But we can still support ministries that do. And beloved, I want to share, there's a power equation here spiritually, that as we release our blessing upon Israel, especially Jewish believers, God would multiply them as he releases them back to us and multiply the harvest to the nations. Because the principle of the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Greek. It's not one or the other, it's both. But the Lord's bringing us back to that kingdom principle that Yeshua practiced, that the Apostle Paul practiced, and all the believing Jews pretty much practiced as the church began. But we also need to make sure that our finances get directed into the right hands through trusted ministries that are properly connected to Israel's remnant. And there are so many Jewish believing ministries in the land, Arab believing ministries that love Israel, that are doing great humanistic works, helping the Holocaust survivors, feeding the poor, cleaning the streets, cleaning the beaches. There's so many different ways that we can bless Israel and bless the remnant. Just ask the Holy Spirit how he could move you to help support the believing Jewish body. So as I think now to end this particular podcast, I want to basically conclude with a thought for us to understand how misunderstood Jewish believers have been, and really the pressure from the church, there's no Jew Gentile, and then going back to their own, you're not Jewish anymore. Jewish believers have grown up with a lot of additional rejection around them, and no one has had rejection on them more than the Jewish people alone. And I think it's personified amongst Jewish believers, and the enemy has done a pretty good job of that. So we need to begin to understand that better and begin to unpack it. And the church, being so much greater than the Messianic body, really needs to come around the Messianic body and strengthen it in all aspects. And we're beginning to see this embryonic seeds in the church, certain church groups really beginning to reach out and get this revelation and understand that we need to help strengthen the believing Jewish body. And as we do, beloved, it really is a ticket to help strengthen the gospel to the nations. You know, as Sid Roth always says, if you want more Gentiles saved, minister and pray for the Jews. And there is a key principle for us to understand here as we move back into this realignment, but also to understand the tenderness here and the encouragement that Jewish believers actually need, perhaps to come out of their shell, perhaps to break off some of the religious identity that they've clung to in light of this pressure coming from both sides. We need to be more like Peter and Paul, boldly proclaiming the gospel of Yeshua, boldly proclaiming that there is only one that has paid the price once and for all, for Jew and Gentile, those from near, those from far, coming into a beautiful one humanity. And you read about that in the book of Acts. So, beloved, the Lord's looking to restore the former glory for the future glory. But part of that is we need to get an understanding of what our Jewish believing family is in and what they've been through to know how to help strengthen them. So would you pray about that? And I pray in the name of Yeshua that you would gain a greater understanding of your Jewish believing family and how you can actually help them, and also help the ministries around them to strengthen them, and that the finances in the church wanting to bless Israel would be directed into the right hands to serve the body and to bring light to the people of Israel. Beloved, we will continue our discussions in these podcasts about the legs and the face with the church becoming Israel's commonwealth. So until that time, beloved, may the God of Israel richly bless you. Lots of love in Yeshua.
Thank you, Grant, for that insightful discussion. To dialogue with Grant and Halley, please send comments and questions to email at romans911.org. Again, that's email at romans911.org. If you resonate with the Romans 911 Project, please pray about partnering with us to bring this reconnection message to the threshold of the church. Sign up for our monthly email. Join our global virtual meetings with other believers to dialogue and pray together. And most important, read the Romans 911 book, Time to Sound the Alarm, and view the Romans 911 Study Guide 12 to 14 hour video teachings, which are free when you purchase the study guide. The Romans 911 books and teachings are transformational into God's end time plans to prepare the bride and reform the church. They help to create the breakthrough that will change the world. The reconnection message is like a golden key from the heart of the Father to restore love and unity in God's family that opens the door to the fulfillment of Yeshua's prayer in John 17. And it establishes the pathway for the body of Messiah, the body of Christ, to receive the greater glory. But this reconnection message in the one new man has been hidden during the church age. in the mystery to reawaken Israel to faith and is only just now coming to light. That's why we need your help to fund this project, to bring the message forth, to help us blow the holy shofar, to awaken the greater church into this restoration. Now is the time. Would you pray to give Chai, to give life to the reconnection, to reach the church and the messianic body, and help unite the family of God? To fund the Romans 911 project, we have created the Give Chai Life campaign. Chai is a Hebrew word meaning life, but it also represents the number 18. And for just one Chai, $18 a month, you can make a difference. Please be prayerful about this. We can't do this without precious saints like yourself who are beginning to get this revelation to help us bring this message before the church. For more information on the Romans 911 Project, please visit our website at romans911.org. It's easy to remember, romans911.org. Please also subscribe to the Romans 911 Project, wherever you listen to podcasts at the end.